Welcome to the Anabu AI blog and audio. Today's article is 98% of companies use AI, only 5% are making money from it, by Brett Allegri Wood.
That statistic alone should stop any business owner in their tracks.
It really should. And the headline number is just the start. 98% of organizations are now deploying generative AI. Only 5% have seen a $1 million impact. That's 95 out of every 100 companies spending real money and getting nothing back.
So what's going wrong? If nearly every business is using these tools, you'd expect better results than that.
Brett's argument is that most businesses are bolting AI onto processes that were already broken. The tools are there, but the thinking hasn't changed.
There's a great image in the article for this. A Ferrari engine on a horse-drawn cart.
Exactly. The technology is powerful, but the process underneath is still built around humans doing the work. So the AI just sits there, expensive and underused.
He gives a real example. A logistics founder who spent the better part of a year and a couple of $100,000 on an AI demand forecasting system. The dashboard looked impressive.
But the team was still using their old spreadsheets to double-check the AI's predictions. They didn't trust it. The whole system became a very costly calculator.
Which is the pattern Brett keeps coming back to. It's not a technology problem. It's a thinking problem.
Right. And the companies that have cracked it, he names Atlassian and WiseTech specifically, aren't tinkering at the edges.
Atlassian removed 1,600 roles. WiseTech is cutting 2,000 positions. Brett's reading is that these aren't ordinary cost cuts. These are structural rebuilds.
That's exactly it. These businesses aren't asking how to make an existing process a bit faster. They're asking how an AI can own an entire workflow from start to finish. That's a completely different question.
And a much harder one, because the honest answer means admitting that how things have been done for years, sometimes decades, is no longer fit for purpose.
Which is where Brett introduces agentic AI. And this is where the article gets really specific.
Walk me through it, because I think a lot of owners hear that phrase and picture a chatbot.
It's the opposite. Agentic AI means autonomous systems that execute end-to-end processes. They reason, make decisions, and take action with minimal human input. The AI becomes the worker. The human becomes the manager, the strategist, the person handling the exceptions.
So the human's job shifts from doing the work to designing the work.
That's exactly how Brett puts it. And there's a concrete example in the article, a recruitment business where the team spent all day sifting through CVs. They built an AI-first workflow that reads every CV, matches candidates to the job description, and automatically schedules interviews with the top applicants.
What was the result?
An 80% reduction in time to hire, with more placements than before. The recruiters weren't replaced. They were freed up to focus on relationship building and closing deals.
Which is the work only humans do well. The AI augments the team rather than replacing them.
And there's a Lloyds Bank study in the article worth flagging. Of businesses implementing AI properly, 70% saw significant productivity gains and 42% reported profit increases.
A 42% profit increase is not a marginal improvement. That's the difference between a struggling business and a market leader.
And Brett's point is those numbers aren't reserved for tech giants. They're available to any business that stops treating AI as a feature and starts treating it as an operating model.
So for someone in that 95%, where do they start?
He gives a 5-step action plan, but the most important shift is in the question you ask. Stop asking how your team can do a process faster. Ask instead how an AI could do that entire process from start to finish.
That one question changes everything you look for.
Pick one bottleneck, something painful and repetitive. Map out the inputs, the outputs, every decision point. Then look at what tools can handle each step. Run a pilot on one step first. Don't try to fix everything at once.
My takeaway is to find the one process in your business where your best people are doing work that feels like admin and ask whether an AI could own that entirely.
The full article is at anabu.ai. And if you want this working in your own business, you can book a free AI audit there as well.
Worth reading and worth acting on.